Praise the Lord. Message number 15. The title of the message, To Be Filled with the Holy Spirit, Part 3. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we have received from you in the name of Jesus. We do pray, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, make the message clear to each and every one of us, O Lord, and take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it, Lord, to your people, those who are waiting to hear your word and to follow your commands. Let your message, Lord, bring encouragement, support, healing. I pray as the people hear your word, the message, they will get filled with the Holy Spirit, and those who have not yet baptized, they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you are going to give them. I pray that you will draw people near to you, O God, give them more understanding to obey you, Lord. They will decide to follow your ways, O God. We thank you and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We spoke in the previous messages about filling of the Holy Spirit. We spoke about the speaking in tongues. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, and let's read it now again. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. We spoke about the speaking of new tongues to enable them to preach the gospel. And today we will expand more about what is the importance of the Holy Spirit baptism and why the believer need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit will give us, will give you when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us continue read Acts chapter 2 verse 5 to 12. At that time the Jerusalem were filled with Jewish people who came to the feast of the first fruit, to the feast of Pentecost. They were celebrating that feast, and it was just 50 days ago that our Lord had been crucified. He rose from the dead, and then he stayed with his disciples for 40 days. He was appearing to them, and on day 40 he left to heaven. On day 50 the Holy Spirit came from heaven, the promise of God, and he filled them. The disciples, they were afraid. They were sitting in the room. The doors were bars and closed because of the persecution. But let us read when the Holy Spirit came on them, what had happened. What is the impact of the Holy Spirit in the life of the disciples? What is the impact of the Holy Spirit in your life, in the life of his church today? Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they hear this sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they ask, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, what does mean? Now here we found, when the Holy Spirit came on them, they were able to speak with a new tongue. And that gave them the ability to speak in a new tongue, to declare the wonder of God to each and every Jewish nation according to their language. Now, in addition to the tongue they have received, what they have received more when they got the Holy Spirit baptism? The first point here is the power. They were, we know very well, they were living behind locked doors. But when the Holy Spirit filled them, He gave them the courage to face a big crowd of Jews without fear, testifying to them the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The same for us, the same for you. As you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give you boldness, and you will become a bold person, courageously testifying to the people around you the goodness of the Lord. And that's what the Lord says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. And that's the power. They went outside with boldness, and they faced a big crowd. We know at that day, 3,000 people get baptized. So a very huge crowd. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will be able to come out from your fear and discouragement, and boldly stand against the trial, testifying to the word that the Lord is good. What else? The Holy Spirit give them when they receive the Holy Spirit, what they have received also. The Jews, they were amazed when they hear them speaking their own languages. Those people are Galilean. How they are able to speak our own languages? Let us read Acts chapter 2 verse 13. Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have too much wine. But here the Holy Spirit gave wisdom to the disciples in answering them. They were accusing the disciples that they were drunk. Here the Holy Spirit give courage and give the wisdom to Peter to stand and address the crowd and explain to them what had happened. Let us read Acts chapter 2. Let us continue to read Acts chapter 2 verse 14 onward. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. See, very beautifully he is addressing the crowd with boldness, with courage. Verse 15, these men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. Then the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's what you can read in Acts chapter 2 from verse 13 to verse 21. Here the Holy Spirit gave Peter the wisdom how to explain to them the phenomenon of speaking in the new tongues they never knew before. The Holy Spirit reminded Peter about the prophecy of the prophet Joel and enabled him to link it with what they had experienced when they got filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom how to bring the scriptures out from the Bible and link it with the reality, with the experience that you pass and those people around you, they are passing through. The people, when they saw what happened in the day of Pentecost, they get perplexed. They were amazed. They want explanation. The Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom how to explain to the people around us what God is doing in our life and what God is doing in their life. What more beside power and wisdom we can receive from the Holy Spirit as we are baptized with the Holy Spirit? What more you can receive from the Holy Spirit as we are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit? The third point, the Holy Spirit give us memory. The Holy Spirit is a big aid to us and works as a memory to remind us about the thing that God wants us to remember. Peter knew the prophecy of Joel, but the Holy Spirit reminded him at the right time about the exact word of God that he needs to use to explain to the people. We remember what the Lord say in John chapter 14, verse 26, that goes along this point. The Lord say, but the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit is a reminder who will teach us everything, and he will remind us of everything. We read the Bible, we get teaching, we hear messages from certain preacher. It is in our mind, but we need a memory, we need a recalling. The Holy Spirit will recall what we have from memory and will remind us of what we have received in the past, how we can bring it out and link it with the reality that people around us, we ourselves, are passing through. What more we receive from the Holy Spirit? What more you receive from the Holy Spirit when you get filled with the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit will change the person characters for the glory of God. There is a change in personality when you receive the Holy Spirit. As we know that Peter was with a shaken personality. As a person, we know Peter is hard to answer. He is a person who do mistakes. He is a person full of fear. He is easy to run away. A discouraged person, shaken person. But what we find here is that Saint Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. As the Holy Spirit filled him with boldness and confidence to do the work of God, he stood up. He got a leadership. He got a courage. He got a vision to speak. He has a courage. He has a word from God to direct the people in the way that God wants him to be. No more fear, but raise his voice and address the crowd confidently with the message. What more the Holy Spirit gave to the disciples, the apostles, and to us, he is giving us today. The Holy Spirit give us the message. Every message that deliver is the Holy Spirit should be the one who give the message. We hear from the Father. What he will hear from the Father, he will give to us to preach. On that day, Peter preached to the crowd this message. Let us read Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to verse 36. What Peter told them, what the message, what the Holy Spirit gave him message to preach. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on them. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he was received from the Father. He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. We can see clearly that the message that Peter delivered is not the message that he sat down and he arranged. He has the scripture in his heart. When the Holy Spirit came, he gave him the message that he needed to bring out to the crowd that were Jewish. He got the scriptures. He spoke to them about Christ. And he spoke to them about the miracles of Christ. And then he spoke to them about the fact that he was handed over to be crucified. And then he told them that the same Jesus was raised from the dead, because it's impossible for death to give him or to give his hold on him. In verse 25, he spoke about the prophecy that David spoke about Christ. In verse 29, he told them that David, who he prophesied this, not about himself, because his tomb is still here and his body is buried and his bones still there. If you don't believe, you go and check. And he told him that he was a prophet. But God promised him that would he place one of his descendants on his throne. And now he linked the prophecies of David about the birth of Jesus and the death of Jesus, as they know about it. He linked the prophecy of David about the resurrection of Christ. And he told them that David, seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. And he told them that God raised Jesus to life, and we are all witness of that fact. They were not only 12, the 120 disciples, they were together on that day. And he told them very certainly that he is now at the right hand of God the Father. And now he received from the God the Father the promise of Holy Spirit, and he poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. The Lord God the Father said to my Lord God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Then with that scripture, with that truth, with that reality about Christ, he linked all things together, Peter. The Holy Spirit linked all things together. That is not the message that Peter would bring out. It's the Holy Spirit, is God speaking. And that's what the Lord said to them. Don't be afraid when you're caught in front of authorities. The Holy Spirit will give you the message and what you ought to speak. What we hear, learn, we need to know the scripture, we have to study the scripture, but the Holy Spirit will remind us, and the Holy Spirit will give us the right message and what we need to preach to the crowd or to the non-believers, or what we need to teach for each and every situation. For every crowd of people, there is a certain message God wants us to speak to them. Baptism with the Holy Spirit will equip you and make you ready to do that. What else we can receive? What else you will receive when the Holy Spirit come upon you? The Holy Spirit, as we have read in the books of Acts chapter 2, he draw people toward the disciple. The big Jews, crowd in Jerusalem, was drawn by God to the disciples to hear the message and get convicted by the Holy Spirit to repent and receive Christ and to get water baptized. The Holy Spirit will draw people toward us and direct us to the people to give them the right message. The Holy Spirit is the one who prime the heart of the people and convict them to repent, to renounce their sins, and convict them to commit their ways and to God and to follow him. Acts chapter 2 verse 37 to verse 41, what had happened? When the people hear this, when they hear Peter speaking the message, they were cut to the heart. How they cut to the heart? Peter did not use knife, but he used the word of God. And the Holy Spirit was like an electric knife, like a laser. It penetrated and divided bone and joint and marrow and soul and spirit. And that's when the book of Ephesians, the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When they hear the message, they were cut to the heart and say to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sin. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their numbers that day. So here the Holy Spirit primed the heart of the people, convict them, they were cut to heart, and the Holy Spirit also give more convincing evidence and convincing messages, and use Peter to deliver the message. He challenged them here that they are He qualified if they would repent to receive the promise of God, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And truly, he challenged them to get repent, to get baptized with water. He pleaded with them and he warned them. That's all the work of the Holy Spirit. In one way he pleaded, in one way he warned. And then on that day, 3,000 get baptized. And about 3,000 were added to their numbers. Why we need the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit, why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is God, the Holy Spirit, who will be the one to prime the hearts of the people and make them ready to hear the message from our mouth. As you hear the message, if you are already filled, if you are already baptized with the Holy Spirit, ask God, ask the Lord to fill you again afresh, so you will be ready to be sent by God to reach a new people for Christ. And if you are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, kneel down and tell him, Lord, I desire to do thy will, O Lord. I desire to be filled with your good Holy Spirit. O Lord, I commit my life and my cause and my ways in your hand. Holy Spirit, come and fill me and equip me so that I can serve you and tell others about your salvation. Lord, I pray for each and everyone who are not yet baptized with the Holy Spirit and who is willing to follow you, Lord, even they are hearing the message as they hear, Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit and use them mightily, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Protect the message and take the message, O Lord, to those people whom you made their heart prime for that purpose. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Let your will be done, O God. Let the power of the Holy Spirit work mightily, O Lord. Raise up more disciples who are filled with your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we bless you, Jesus. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us, O God. And keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.